were listening earlier this year, you heard about the Drab to Fab contest. I always wondered the same thing with contests. You hear about them here, you hear about them there, and you always wonder, well, I wonder who won, or did they ever win, or whatever happened to that? Well, we do have a winner from Drab to Fab, the Backyard Makeover. We actually have her on the line now, Miss Lisa Osborne from Avondale. Congratulations.
Thank you, Romy. Thank you so much.
How did you hear about the contest, and what was your motivation to enter? Did you have a nice yard? Were you trying to downgrade water? Was this a new home? Tell us your story.
Absolutely. So actually, I was watching ABC15. I was home late one morning, and I actually got to catch the show, and I saw that they were advertising the Drab to Fab Backyard Makeover, and I thought, you know what? I have a really ugly backyard. I could totally use this. So I entered my very first drawing, and I won. It was fantastic.
Well, did you go buy a lottery ticket after that?
I did not. I didn't want to tempt fate.
And so when you say an ugly backyard, describe it. Was it landscaped previously, or was it just left bare from development?
It was left there. You know, when we bought our home, we had the intention of putting in a pool, so we didn't have anything done with it. And then, unfortunately, the market did its little tank that it did. And once we had that happen, we realized if we put a pool in, we'll never recoup the value in our house. So we never did anything with it. And then it just sat there year after year. And we realized, you know, at that point in time, it just became this daunting task of what do we need to do to start our yard when we have it and put something in. And we called a couple different landscapers to come over and look at it. And they all wanted us to tell them what we wanted to do. We had no idea what to do. So it's just sat there for years as this ugly backyard with nothing in it except for weeds.
Starting with a clean plate, the sky's the limit. So what did y'all end up having done?
You know what? Actually, with the Drab to Fab, a couple things that I've learned with them, they had a landscape designer come in. And for anybody that's looking to do a yard, they either need to put a whole lot of time into planning and development or hire, I would say it's very valuable to hire a designer to actually have somebody come out, take a look at the yard and plan it out for you because they have so many amazing ideas and things I would have never thought to come up with.
What was the plan y'all decided on?
You know what? Actually, we wanted to stick with the desert landscaping, which I was surprised that we went with that. I didn't realize the desert landscaping and low water usage. I thought it was all cactus and desert scrub, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out that there's actually a large variety of plants that are available that you can use that can give you year-round color and can be utilized within the yard to draw different bird species and butterflies and all different sorts of things that just make it a much nicer atmosphere outside.
Did you go select these plants or was it all put together by the architect?
You know what? Actually, she did a really great job. She put it together for us. She made her recommendations and then she told us to go actually look at the plants. So we actually went to the landscape or to the nurseries and we also went to the demonstration garden and looked at different plants that were available there. And based off the designs that she had and going to the actual nurseries to look at them, we were actually able to view the plants. We did make some changes based off of what we saw because looking at it in a book or looking at it online is completely different from looking at it at the actual nursery or at the demonstration garden. So that's something else along the way that we've learned that would be a really valuable thing for people to go do is actually see the plants in person.
That is a great suggestion. And there are some beautiful places around the state that you can go, both Phoenix and Tucson Botanical Gardens. We've got some great arboretums. If your idea of desert landscape is what you see driving I-10 between Phoenix and Tucson, you really haven't gotten out much.
I would absolutely agree with that. One of my favorite places we went to was the Scottsdale Demonstration Gardens, and they've done a fabulous job designing that whole thing and labeling the plants you can walk through and just see different landscape themes and ideas, and we got a lot of our ideas from there.
Well, congratulations, Lisa. I'm following along with your 10-part video series of the landscape install. You can find it at wateruseitwisely.com, and you can also sign up for their newsletter while you're there and keep informed on the next great promotion. That's the Drab to Fab made possible in part by Ewing Irrigation Landscape Supply.
Oh, that's awesome. I love visiting and talking to winners. Let's see if we can get Joe in here real quick before the top of the hour. Joe calling from Surprise. Good morning. We've got about 2 minutes here. What's your question real quick,
morning,
my friend?
Rosie. I wanted your opinion on the Dutless cool and heating systems.
I really like them. You know, if you're trying to particularly cool an area that's a large open area, they're super, super efficient, super, super quiet. Super inexpensive to run. I really like them.
Okay. How about the cost versus the HVAC systems?
They're comparable. I mean, I put a one-ton unit on my garage, and the retail installed price on that was right at about $4,200, which would have been, what, a, a roof-mounted unit was going. So I think I am a big fan of the ductless units. That's a big open area taking care of my garage. If you're trying to do an area that's separated into different rooms, then you have to bring in some other tactics and strategies. Y'all stay tuned. In the 10 o'clock hour, we've got the experts from Action Termite coming in to talk termites and bugs.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.